Hare Krishna. We have time till 1:15. And MIH recommends that we give you a little break in the middle, 10-15 minutes. When Shukadeva Goswami was speaking, not for 7 days, 7 nights, they had forgotten sleep, eating, drinking. But we are only sadhak bhaktas, not raganugas, not yet. So I think we around noon, we'll see how we feel. Then before or after, we'll a little break. Water is, that's a drinking water. In the middle of the class also, if you need to have a glass of water, it is available. And the toilets are out, and then, in the corridor, whenever. So this seminar is for 4 days. All the seminars are for 4 days, I suppose. Regardless of what other activities, festivities take place during the seminar or period of this 3 hour period of seminar, seminar goes on, right? Like tomorrow, there's a Shantipur festival. Seminar is unstoppable. I was, seminar. Then comes Rath Yatra. Which day?
Fifth,
which is last day of the seminar. There's a Rath Yatra. Seminar is on. But I was thinking maybe we could take our party to join Rath Yatra for part of the time. We'll see in the beginning or depending how when they start. I already have taken that permission from authorities. So or maybe we could conclude our seminar by participating in. We'll be so ecstatic by that time. Won't be able to sit. Time for dancing, so we'll go join Rath Yatra. So other 2 days, like today and day after, there's nothing, no conflicting features of the festival. And then you all speak English. Good. Then besides the Chaitanya Bhagavat talks or presentation, we'd also be doing a little singing whenever. Of course, in the beginning, for sure. And then middle and whenever things get boring for a change, you can sing a song. Is that okay? Not only scholarly, like a jnani is only talking, but some bhakti, some. So yeah, Vishwambar on drum and some others will be playing kartals and You all have this? So that's your personal copy. You take it home and bring it back every day. Songs may not be corresponding the pastime that we are, say, reciting, but certainly these all songs are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu songs of Lord Gauranga. So we'll sing them, and then I have this idea, because I think we have plenty of time. Normally the seminars that I have experienced in the past are 1 hour, 1 hour and 10 minutes. But somehow we have 3 hours at your disposal. Well, it's a lot of time, and it is not enough time. It's kind of that situation. But compared to normally what happens, you get 1 hour seminar, we have a few hours, 3 hours. So one other thing I was thinking of doing is do some dramas. No one will fall asleep when there's a drama. And one scene is 1,000 words. I will say 1,000 words less that would be said by the... Whenever I do other places, Bhagavat Sapta, Bhagavat Katha, then at the end, or sometimes middle, at the end we do some little pastime, some plays. So I see here Peter, Bhakta Peter, world famous. We have Rekha Mataji, British theater. Britishers are very famous for their acting. We have Vishwambar, Gurukul graduate, very expert in drama, trained by his mother. At least I know this. Three. Any other? If I Gaurangi, seasoned. Putana, he plays Putana, and some other. He plays other roles also, but I remember her Putana role. You didn't want? What was that? Durga. not today, I think we didn't think or prepare, but maybe from tomorrow we'll introduce this. And if there are any more actors, could join in. Chaitanya Bhagavat is a topic. Do you have your own writing material, paper or pen? You don't supply that. In case you need to write something, it's a good practice to write some things down. Then if you forget, then you have it in written form. That also helps to have a concentration and the two activities, hearing and writing. That way you get more focused. And the result is you remember more. The studies show this. Those who only hear, they also remember. But those who hear and also take some notes, right, then they remember more. More retention. I mean, this seminar is not so much of a technical nature. I'm not a technical person so much. But there may be some things you would, yeah, some notes you may want to take. So, Chaitanya Bhagavat and the childhood pastimes, we have been talking, childhood pastime, childhood pastime, Bala Leela. Childhood pastimes, how would you say that? Bala Leela, Bal Leela. So these kind of things, maybe worth remembering, noting down. I have thought of doing this, that the childhood pastimes are of course in the beginning of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Is called Adi Khand. Like Chaitanya Charitamrita has Adi Leela. This is called Adi Khand. So we'll do chapter number 2, 4, 5, and 6 of the Adi Khand. This is my idea. 2, 4, 5, 6. Meaning, try to do one chapter a day, which is a lot. It is a lot because I'm thinking of not just summarize the pastime, but to read the pastime as it was compiled, written by who? Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is a compiler, is author of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he wrote this shastra, this scripture, in Bengali language. So we'll read Bengali. I am not a Bengali. So this is going to be a test for me. I'm going to make my life a little difficult by trying to read Bengali. Not the transliteration, but the Bengali script. I'm a student of Bengali. So I want to force myself to read Bengali, verse after verse. And then natural translation and some comments, because there are hundreds. The second chapter has more than 200 verses. And some other chapters have 150, 130, 170. So I thought by doing so, we will, we'll be with, Krishnadas Kaviraj, not Krishnadas Kaviraj, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Go to the very original, the original text, and see how he's writing. Hear that in same language in Bengali, and try to, as he was writing, as you will see how what he has written, and read it. And Ribo. Any questions so far?
Talk about some
little bit. Otherwise, you know how much we will cover? One verse a day. Out of a couple of hundred verses, we'll... less comments, more ground we can cover. So, there's a commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada on Chaitanya Bhagavat called Gaudiya Bhashya. You may want to note that down. Huh? His commentary is called Gaudiya Bhashya. Bhashya means commentary. Gaudiya Bhashya. Different commentaries have different names. Like, so this is called Gaudiya Bhashya. So before we begin the recitation of the second chapter of the Adi Khand, we could talk just briefly about Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's a good idea. Get to know the author. You know, he stayed here in Navadvip. Just the other day, devotees were in one of the island called Modadrum Dweep. That is where he stayed. One of the nine islands is called Modadrum Dweep. Modadrum Dweep. There's a... we also stopped there. That was Vrindavan Das Thakur's place, called Mamgachi. Mamgachi. These are Bengali names. Not very far from Ganga. Mamgachi in Modadrum Dweep is a place where he stayed. His mother, his father is not so much famous. There's some understanding that he was not a very strict Gaudiya Vaishnava, not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly, so his name kind of kept on the side, not in the focus. But his mother, Narayani, was a great devotee of Gauranga. And she was a niece of Srivas Pandit. Yesterday we were at Srivas Angan, not Angam, Angan. Srivas Angan. That's where the nocturnal, every night kirtans behind the closed doors. That's Srivas, the member of the Panchatattva. So Narayani, mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur, was a niece of Srivas. So she, when she was a little child, is Narayani, and before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left Navadvip for good, she had association. She was a baby child, Narayani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed a lot of affection towards this Narayani. You could see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bestowed special mercy glances at this Narayani. And this Narayani gives birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who compiles Chaitanya Bhagavat. We'll read a verse that says, where is that? Where is that? मनुष्य रचिते नारे ऐचे ग्रंथ धन्य वृंदावन दास मुखे वक्ता श्री चैतन्य. कृष्णदास कविराज राइट्स इन चैतन्य चरितामृत, हे नॉट ऑर्डिनरी ह्यूमन बीइंग कुड राइट सच ए स्क्रिप्चर, इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ही मेक्स दैट स्टेटमेंट दैट दिस स्क्रिप्चर लाइक दिस दिस चैतन्य भागवत, this is not a job of someone, some ordinary manushya. Manushya rachitan rachite nare. Then he goes on to state that Vrindavan Das Mukhe Vakta Sri Chaitanya. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking through the mouth of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Did you get the point? Actual vakta, actual speaker, the writer of this Chaitanya Bhagavat is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. This is how Krishna's Kaviraj. Vrindavan Das Thakur, his spiritual master is none other than Nityanand. Nityanand Prabhu is his spiritual master, who is the spiritual master of all the spiritual masters, the original Adi Guru, original spiritual master is Balaram. And that is Balarama Hoila Nitai. He has become Nityanand Prabhu. And he is the spiritual master of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Krishnadas Kaviraj in Adi Leela chapter 8, he writes that O foolish people, suna chaitanya manga, chaitanya mahima jate, janite sako. You please read the chaitanya manga. Meaning Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat's original name was Chaitanya Manga. So when Krishna's Kaviraj compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita, that time still the name of this book, Vrindavan Das Thakur's books, was Chaitanya Manga. But then what happened? Lochandas, he wrote a biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he gave the title Chaitanya Mangal. So when Vrindavan Das Thakur found out that Lochandas has written a biography, the pastime, he has compiled and he has given this name Chaitanya Mangal, then Vrindavan Das Thakur changed name of his book. And that new name was Chaitanya Bhagavat. Which is very appropriate. Huh? This is Srimad Bhagavat and Chaitanya Bhagavat. And who had written Srimad Bhagavat? Who is the compiler? Vyasadeva. And who is the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat? Also Vyasadeva. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vyasadeva. Listen to this. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, Krishna Leela Bhagavato Kohe Veda Vyas, Chaitanya Leelar Vyas Vrindavan Das. You may want to write this line. It's a very beautiful line. Chaitanya Leelar Vyas Vrindavan Das. The Vyas. Vyas means one who expands the meaning of word Vyas. You know Vyas. Vyas means the expander. One who expands, multiplies. That person is called Vyas. So Srila Vyasa Dev is called Vyasa Dev because he expanded the Shastras. Or something was in a code form, Sutra, Brahma Sutra. Vedanta Sutra means little condensed form. And he did the Vyasa, he expanded that. So he became known as Vyasa Dev. So Krishnadas Kaviraj says, the Vyasa of Chaitanya Leela, Vyasa of Chaitanya Leela is Vrindavan Das. You get the idea? The Vyasa of Chaitanya Leela, one who expanded, made volumes, written volumes of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Vyasa is Vrindavan Das. So, this we are saying on the authority of Chaitanya Charitamrita of Vrindavan, of Krishnadas, Kaviraj. Chaitanya Lilate Vyas Vrindavan Das Tar Kripa Vina Anne Na Hoya Prakash. And without his mercy, Krishnadas Kaviraj is writing, without his mercy, we cannot understand Chaitanya Leela. Tar Kripa Vina Anne Na Hoy Prakash. Prakash means throwing light. He is throwing the light on Chaitanya's pastimes. He is throwing light on, otherwise all dark, and then he has a floodlight or a torch light. And he says, here, 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 look, look. He throws light on the Leela. Then he gets our attention. Yes, yes, yes. You fools. Look, look here. And then as we look there, then this is how we get to know. So the only way to get to know the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is by the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, because Vrindavan Das Thakur was based here in Navadvip, so he has compiled with a great detail, in detail, the pastimes of Lord's pastimes of Navadvip. He has Adi and Madhya Khanda, just dealing with Lord's Navadvip pastimes. While Krishnadas Kaviraj, he is doing just Adi Leela, and then at the end sannyas and finish. Then Madhya Leela outside Vrindavan, outside Navadvip, all over India travels, and then Antya Leela has Jagannath Puri pastimes. Vrindavan Das Thakur, his main focus is on pastimes of Navadvip, and then towards the end he's only beginning pastimes in Jagannath Puri. He doesn't talk of travels all over or the later pastimes in Jagannath Puri, Ratha Yatras and his Radha Bhav. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is getting into the mood, the emotions of Radharani, and that he doesn't talk about. So, what we find in Chaitanya Bhagavat, you don't find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what you find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is not here in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So if you want to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they are complete, then you have to read Chaitanya Bhagavat as well as Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he writes, he says that the Chaitanya Charitamrita is supplement, some additional, like appendix kind of thing. He says, this is the original scripture, and that's a supplement. Like you take a main meal and then some supplement, some. Or we could also say that they complement each other. They complement each other. So Krishnadas Kaviraj, over again and again. So now this has already been described in great detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur, so I'm just only summarizing this. From time to time he says that. I don't want to make a big volume, my scripture. This is already covered up by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So I'm going to just make a mention. So Srila Prabhupada did encourage us to study Chaitanya Bhagavat, and he was expecting that these books be translated sometime in future, and they have been now translated. There are quite a few translations available in mini market, or ISKCON market, whatever, different places. It was a hope of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that devotees would study Bengali with the aim of understanding Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. So that is happening, in fact. So there's a Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mangal. And there's also Chaitanya Charit by Murari Gupta. You know who Murari Gupta is? Hanuman. Jai Hanuman! His style, we understand. His house, not far from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's home, Yoga Pit. So he would come and he would watch Mahaprabhu performing different pastimes. He would participate in some of those pastimes. Then he would go home and write down. Like people write diaries, many devotees, like every night before going to sleep, they would write. So that was his practice. This Murari Gupta, he would write. So even Krishnadas Kaviraj, he takes help of this Chaitanya Charit, or this diary of Murari Gupta, while compiling Chaitanya Charitamrita. So these are four more popular biographies on life and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Besides that, of course, there must be many more. There are others. So, so this is the second chapter. You ready? Better eat less in the morning. Just a little tip. Then you can take a good size lunch. And then lie down on the left. There's time to do that, but after breakfast, you can't do it. You have to run to catch your seminar. And there's water. Water helps to digest. So water refreshing. What is always refreshing? Purifying, cleansing. Put some water also on the ears or here, also here. Because temple, put some water here or here. Or you can sprinkle some. Somehow, the goal is to stay tuned. So, I don't know whether it's good practice to that one devotee could maybe serve water from time to time or once or twice. Bhakta. Good. You are closer to the, at least today you are. So you can ask. So that devotees don't, yes. Especially tall Prabhus. You had to bow down every time to that camera. So this second chapter is entitled The Birth Appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And before getting to the birth appearance part, which comes at the very end of the chapter, you know, he's setting the scene, putting it into the right context, talking, beginning the purpose. Why does Lord appear? And before Lord appears, other devotees appear, and where do they appear? Like that. What was the socio-economic kind of situation 5,000 years prior to, 500 years prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And then time comes, gets closer. Of course, the Advaita Acharya has mentioned, he's making all these observations, the decline in spiritual practices, and then his prayers. And the Lord is about to appear, and the demigods assemble, and they offer prayers, and the full moon night appears, comes. Everyone is running, rushing to Navadvip to take a holy dip in Ganga. Everyone is chanting, Hariva, Hariva, Hariva. Everyone else is chanting, but you. Most of you did, but some of you were wondering whether to remain scholarly, serious, or. So like that. So, appearance part, we may not even reach by the end of today's session that appearance. But other things are on the way. It's a very scientific. Vrindavan Das Thakur, of course, knows his. He knows what he's doing. He's doing it very scientifically, very perfectly. It's not a. Is Vyasadeva himself. Is anyone is no better author when it comes to write about the Lord, it is the job of Vyasadeva. So when the news spread that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going to be appearing, then the Vyasadeva also appeared. Hey, I have to be there. You know, he appears. I should be writing. That is, who else? So, now that Vrindavan Das time, Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauru Sundar. You understood? Begins like that. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Gaura Sundar Jaya Jagannatha Putra Maha Maheshwar. Jagannath Putra? Yes. So you are going to be learning some Bengali, you see, or Sanskrit. The Bengali is full of Sanskrit. Lots of Sanskrit in it. The richest language, the mother of all the languages. Sanskrit means refined, most refined. The language that is even spoken not only in the heavenly planets. That's why it is called Devanagari. Devatas, and the demigods, in their towns and villages this language is spoken. And in the spiritual sky also. So that language is all over this Bengali language. In Jaya Jaya Nityananda Gadadhare Rajivan Jaya Jaya Advaidadi Bhaktira Sharan. Jivan. Jivan means life. Whose life? Nityanand and Gadadharer Jivan. The life of Nityanand and Gadadhar. Jaya Jaya Advaitadi Bhaktera Sharan. And including Advaitacharya and the devotees, they take shelter of the Lord. Gadadhar's life is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's life as soul is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Advaita Acharya and devotees take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Sundar. Bhakta Goshti Sahita Gauranga Jaya Jaya. Bhakta Goshti. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in the commentary he says, Bhakta Goshti means the other four tattvas. Nityanand, Advait, Gadadhar, Srivas. These are the Bhakta Goshti Sahit. Along with them, Sunile Chaitanya Katha Bhakti Labhya Hoy. As one hears this Chaitanya Katha. Chaitanya Katha? Chaitanya is pastimes. Katha means pastimes. What is the benefit? Bhakti labhya hoy. You will attain bhakti. So that's also goal of our seminar. By the end of our four seminars, we want to become bhakti moy, full of bhakti. Could we make that as our goal? I mean, increased, maybe not 100%, ready to go back home. We wish, but process is gradual, we hear. But there was, who was it? Khatvanga Muni, Khatvang. He had only few moments when he got the news that he has to leave the body and is nearing. When King Parikshit, he was in kind of anxiety, you know. I was thinking, you know, I have these 7 days. Is this enough time Could I attain perfection in 7 days, 7 nights? So Sukhdev Goswami said, oh, that's lot of time. They recited the example of this. Who was it? Khatvang Muni. A Khatvang Muni had few moments. So maybe we had to follow the example of Khatvang Muni. We have 4 days. Okay? Let's work hard and work smart also. So one who hears about Gauranga is a smart fellow, it is said. So let us be smart, hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one who hears, the point is, one who hears Chaitanya Katha, bhakti labhya hoy, he attains bhakti. This is Vrindavan Das Thakur's statement. Punaha bhakta sangi prabhu pade namaskar sphurik jivar gaura chandra avatar. Punaha, again I offer my namaskar. Namaskar? Obeisances. Namaha. Means obeisance. Namaskar. One who does obeisances, namaskar. I offer my obeisances unto feet of Lord Prabhupada. And then I will have Lord on my tongue, tip of tongue. You know, that is on his tip of tongue all the time. It is ever ready. Being something on the tip of the tongue, meaning he doesn't have to go searching for it, or scratch his head, see whether it comes, appears. No, it is ready to go. That means being on the tip of the tongue. So if you have mercy of Gauranga, Svarup Jivai Gaura Chandra Avatar, Lord will appear on by mercy, Lord's mercy. Lord will be on our tongues. Jaya Jaya Sri Karuna Sindhu Gaura Chandra. These are the nice things to remember. Adjectives, nice adjectives, descriptions. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Karuna Sindhu. Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpati, like that. Here is Karuna Sindhu Gaura Chandra. Jaya Jaya Sri Seva Vigraha Nityananda. All glories. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jaya always begins. So he's also similar kind of presentation. Jaya Ho, Jaya Ho. All glories to him, like that, all those personalities. So, while talking of Nityanand, he says, oh, that Nityanand, his seva vigraha, his personification of seva, service. He's always serving. Again, in commentary, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he says, oh, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vishaya. And the object of that service, the goal of that service. And Nityanand Prabhu is Seva Vigraha. See how the relationship is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu plays the role of a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityanand Prabhu, you go back to Bengal and preach. So this was Bengal was like his preaching zone. He was a zonal secretary. But his preference used to be near Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered, no, go back to Bengal, preach. Valo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna Siksha. And then, so Nityananda Prabhu is following the order. Same thing with Balaram. Balaram is also serving in different ways, serving Krishna in Vrindavan. So they are both spiritual masters, we mentioned, Adi Guru. Original spiritual master is Balaram, Nityananda. So they are setting example before all of us. Ishwara Ekala Krishna. Only one Ishwar, and that is Krishna. Arsab. Everyone else is Bhutya, servant. You heard that statement before? Ishwara Ekala Krishna Arsab. Everyone else is Bhutya, servant. Including Nityananda Prabhu. They take that role. Nityananda Prabhu takes the role of Seva Vigraha. Avijyata tattva dui bhai arabhokta tathapi kripaya tattva kareno suvyakta. So by their mercy only we could understand something that is avijyat tattva, unknown. What is unknown becomes known, is revealed unto us only by their mercy, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by Krishna's mercy. That's the point. Brahmadir sphurti hoy krishnera kripaya sarva shastre vede bhagavate ei gay. Brahmadir sphurti hoy krishnera kripaya. Even Brahma, one time, he was stuck. He did not know what's going on. Who am I? Why I'm here for, what I am supposed to be doing. He did not know anything. Huh? You know that? You know? You were there? We found out. But Sphurti, so he got the inspiration. Things were revealed unto him, Krishnair Kripaya. This became possible by Krishna's mercy. Then Brahma became enlightened. Purve Brahma Janmilena Navi Padma Hoite. So this little explanation that Brahma was born on the lotus, then rising and rising and rising. The stem was very tall. And then there was sprouted. There was a lotus. All the 14 planetary systems are where? In that stem. So it grew. So Navi Padma. From Navi, from navel of the Lord, there was a lotus. And Brahma Janmilen. Brahma took birth. Tathapiha shakti nahi kichu dekhite. And he had no ability to see. Tabe sabe sarvabhave laila sharan. And at that time, when he was not able to understand his position, the purpose of his existence, then he took shelter of the Lord. Sarvabhave. Sarvabhav. He got all this, with all his strength, you know, with all his thoughts. He got his act together and he full surrender. Tabe Prabhu Kripai Dilena Darshan. And then Lord gave him Darshan. It was after how much time? 1,000 years. It's a gradual process. You get some indication. So, Tabe Krishna Kripaya Sphurito Sphurile Saraswati तबे से जानीला सर्वे अवतार स्थिति. देन बाय लॉर्ड्स मर्सी सरस्वती हिज नॉलेज वॉज रिवील्ड अन टू हिम एंड ही अंडरस्टूड अबाउट या एवरीथिंग ऑल दैट ही नीडेड टू नो वॉज रिवील्ड अन टू ब्रह्मा by Lord Himself. Hena Krishna Chandrera Durgeya Avatar Tan Kripa Vinekar Shakti Anibar Janibar. Now by saying this, Vrindavan Das Thakur is trying to make the point that on your own you cannot understand. As it was not possible for Brahma also. It's a Brahma. Even him, when he was in difficulty, of course he did tapa, tapa, tapa. He took shelter, meditation, and then Lord kindly revealed knowledge unto us. For us, the assembled devotees, do you think there's a different process? Any shortcut? Just because you're Canadian, can you come up with some other scientific or Macedonians? It's not possible. Whenever, wherever someone wants to know Krishna, he has to follow in the footsteps of Brahma. Whatever Brahma had to do, we have to do the same, exact same thing. There's no other man-made process. So that question has been raised here by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Tan kripa bine kar shakti janibar. Without Lord's mercy, and of course Lord's merciful arrangement is parampara, and it's all mercy. And then process, adu shraddha, sadhu sang, tap, all that, jap, navavidha bhakti, comfort, this age of Kali, chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Unless we do this, there's no other way. Then he says, Achintya Agamya Krishna Avatar Leela Sai Brahma Bhagavati Apane Kahila. Lord's pastime are described, the two words used here. One is Achintya, which you know that. Achintya means inconceivable. Not easy to, just because I'm MA, PhD, I would know. It's not of that kind of brain substance, brainy intelligentsia, and they don't get to know. It's called achintya, beyond ordinary mundane intellect. That's one thing. And agamya means inaccessible. Gam in Sanskrit means to go. Gam means to go. And agam means not go, not able to go, not accessible, not possible to reach. You cannot just walk right into the Leela and say, yes, Nitya Leela Pravisht. Here I am. I'll walk right into. Not possible. It's called agamya. You may be right there from around the corner, but you can't enter unless you're qualified. You Narad or Shiva, they are kept outside. They have not only, especially rasa dance, they have to have mood of gopis and a form of a gopi. Shiva wanted to go, join Rasa dance. No, 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 you can't go. Snakes all over you. And married hair, love. With his damru and trisul, he wants to enter Rasa dance. No, no, no. Look into the mirror. You know, look at your face. Yeah, when you want taken bath, ashes all over, and you want to do Rasa dancing. So it was recommended that he take holy dip in Mansarovar. And when he came out, he had a gopi form. And same thing with Narada Muni also. So, not that just you could. So it's Achintya Agamya Krishna Avatara Leela. And this is all stated in Bhagavat. And then, after saying that, Kona Hetu Krishna Chandra Kari Avatar. Kona Hetu. What is the purpose of Krishna Chandra? Yeah, as Chaitanya Chandra also. Kara Shakti Ache Tattva Jani Tetaha Tathapi Bhagavate Gita Ye Kohar. So it is said in Bhagavad Gita, and he quotes Bhagavad Gita. What is the purpose of Lord? While Lord appears, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Svajamiham. Tadatmanam. Tada means at that time. Aham. Myself, Srajami, I appear. At that time, what time is that? Yada yada hi dharmasya glani. There's a decline in religious principles. And what is that? Dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Tadatmana. Okay. Abhyutanama dharmas, yes. And there's a rise of the irreligiosity. That time I appear. And why do I appear? So that's next verse. What is the next verse from Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashayacha Dharma Samsthapanarthaya Sambhavami? Yes. I appear paritranaya sadhunam. Sadhujan raksha duste vinash karane. Vrindavan Das Thakur is translating that. Raksha, protecting his sadhujan, his devotees. And vinash, annihilation of the dustas, the demoniac people. Dharma parabhav hoy jokhone yokhone. Whenever dharma, the religion gets kind of defeated. And who becomes victorious? Kali becomes victorious. Demoniac forces become victorious. And adharma prabhav prabalya. The influence of the irreligion becomes strong. And it increases day by day, that time. And when it is, things are getting more worse and worse, and then there's no other way, even demigods cannot handle the situation, then Lord appears. Brahmadi Prabhur Pai Kare Vigyapan. That time, there's other demigods. It happened 5,000 years ago that the Bhumi crying was in tears. So he goes, he approaches other demigods. They were not able to, you know, we are helpless. You know, we can't. No, no. It's beyond us. Then they go to Brahma. Brahma says, no, no. You please come. And they all go. to the ocean of milk, and Kshir Sagar, and Shodakshay Vishnu. Tabe Prabhu Yuga Dharma Sthapana Karite Sango Upanga Avatirna Hoya Prithavite. So Brahma communicates with the Lord, and then Lord orders, yes, yes, you first appear, you go ahead, I'm coming, I will join you. Sango Upanga Avatirna. Kali Yuge Dharma Hoya Hari Ram Sankirtan. Etadarthe avatirna Sri Sachinandan. Now putting that into, Lord appears to establish dharma samsthapanarthaya, to establish the principles of religion. So what is the religion for this age of Kali? Dharma hoy Hari Sankirtan. Kali Yuge Dharma hoy. Dharma for this age of Kali is Hari Sankirtan, and Sri Sachinandan, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appears to establish that dharma, the Sankirtan dharma. Kei kahe bhagavate sarva tattva sar kirtane nimitta gaura chandra avatar. So, nimitta, the cause, the reason why Lord appears, Krishna Chandra, Gaura Chandra Avatar, is Kirtan Nimitta. Kirtan. That is a nimitta. That is a reason why Gaura Chandra appeared. Iti Dvadash Dvapar, and then there's a Vrindavan Das Thakur quotes that verse from 11th canto, Karbhajan Muni. Krishna Varanam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopanga Straparshadam Jaggei Sankirtana Prayer Janti Hisumaidhasaha. The intelligent person. How do you recognize intelligent person in this age of Kali? He is doing Sankirtan. If he is doing Sankirtan, then he is intelligent. And if he is not doing, then he has a Nobel Prize and winner, big scientist. He is yes, he cannot be intelligent. He is not doing Sankirtan. Yagyai Sankirtan Yajanti hi Su Medhasa. Medhasa means brain substance. Su Medhasa, fertile brain. Very nice brain. After drinking milk, if you drink wine, if you drink other things, whiskey, vodka, then you become brainless. You drink milk, you drink charanamrit, that is sumedhasa. Then you get the right kind of intelligence, which helps one to embrace the Sankirtan movement. Kali Yuga Sarva Dharma Hari Sankirtan. Essence of dharma for this age of Kali is, what is it? Harinam Sankirtan. Sava Prakashi Shilen Chaitanya Narayan. Chaitanya Narayan, that is Chaitanya. In another commentary, in Gaur Narayan, there's one form of Gaur is, Gaurang is Gaur Narayan. In every Kali Yuga, Gaur Narayan appears. But he's not as magnanimous as Gauranga. His goal was more Narayan in him. Only after Krishna's appearance, the next Kali Yuga, Gaurang Mahaprabhu, there is full-fledged Namo Mahavadanya. Namo Mahavadanya. There is distinction made there. Kali Yuga Sankirtan Dharma Pali Bare Avatirna Haila Prabhu Sarva Parikare. So in Kali Yuga, to establish Sankirtan Dharma, Lord appears, and so many Parikar, means his associates, also appear with him. Prabhu Ragyai Age Sarva Parikar Janma Labhilain Save Manushya Bhitar. So by the order of Lord, here in this case, the order of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they take birth as some kind of human beings in human form. Ki anant ki shiva virinchi rushigan yab avatare parshal sadhuga aptagan. So they all appear, anant sesh, Shiva appears, Brahma appears, many sages appear. Bhagavat rupe janma haila sabar, Krishna se janen ar anshi janmajar. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, his eternal associates from Golok, they appear in different forms, a different human, it's a different, different persons. And he keeps track. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows who has, from my Golok Leela, which devotee has now appeared in which village, which town. He's keeping track of all that. I mean, for us, really? We will think like that, right? Because we can't do such things. Even there are 20 devotees coming from your temple, and they are staying in different huts. Somebody is staying in Vamsi Bhavan, somebody in Nityananda hut. You have a hard time keeping track, right? You don't know where 20 people have gone, in which hut, which bhavan, which building. But for Lord, hundreds and thousands of them are appearing in different villages and towns, and Lord has a complete record of all that. It's written here. Karo janme Navadvipe, Karo Chati Grame. Someone is taking birth in Navadvip, someone in Chatigram, some in Radhe. Radhe, what is Radhe? Radhadesh, where Nityanand Prabhu appeared, Ekachakragram. So that area is called Radhadesh. And it is explained that Radhadesh is that desh, that country, where Ganga does not flow. Radhadesh. So in Belgium there is Radhadesh. But gradually it became known as Radhadesh. I mean, initially I think it, they picked up this name. But then they started calling. Spelling is similar, except there's a dot under D. Radha doesn't have that. Radhadesh. Spelling is similar. So anyway, so some appeared in Radhadesh, some in Orissa, Srihatta. নানা স্থানে অবতীর্ণ হইলা ভক্তগণ, নানা স্থানে, নানা মিন্স মেনি, নানা অবতার, নানা মিন্স মেনি মেনি ডিফারেন্ট প্লেসেস দে অ্যাপিয়ার, নবদ্বীপে আসি হইল সবার মিলন, বাট দেন হোয়াট হ্যাপেন, দে অল দে টুক বার্থ ইন ডিফারেন্ট প্লেসেস, ওড়িশা, বেসিকলি ওড়িশা, বেঙ্গল অ্যান্ড বাংলাদেশ, বাংলাদেশ হ্যাজ নাও কাম ইন টু এক্সিস্টেন্স, বাট দ্যাট টাইম ইট ওয়াজ ওনলি বেঙ্গল, নাও ইট ইজ ইস্ট অ্যান্ড ওয়েস্ট, দিস ইজ ওয়েস্ট বেঙ্গল, ইন্ডিয়া হ্যাজ ওয়েস্ট বেঙ্গল, ইস্ট বেঙ্গল ইজ বাংলাদেশ, সো হিজ অ্যাসোসিয়েটস বেসিকলি অ্যাপিয়ার্ড ইন ইন বেঙ্গল অ্যান্ড ওড়িশা. And upon Lord's arrival, appearance, and as and when there was a need, different devotees, they migrated to Navadvip. They all came. They came in contact with Mahaprabhu. Or they started entering the Leela, Nitya Leela, Pravisht. There's a Milan, there's union. Like yesterday, we had big milan of three parties coming from three different directions. We didn't know where they came from, but we finally saw they're all there. Big confluence. So this is what happened. Even Srivas was not, he didn't appear here. Srivas, many, many examples are there. They all came from different places. Kona Mahapriya Dasir Janmo Anya Sthane Srivas Pandit or Sri Ram Pandit, all these different names are mentioned. Bhavaroga Vaidya Murari Nam Jar. Murari was known as Vaidya, doctor. But his medicine, I think he would serve water as a pot. And a pot with a water. Right? So anyone who would drink that, that person would become free from bhavarog, means material disease finished. So he wasn't curing just the body, but he would cure the spirit, the consciousness. That's the kind of doctor he was. He's a bhavarog vaidya, Sri Murari. Pundarik Vidyanidhi Vaishnava Pradhan. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, big name, Pradhan, chief of the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Vallabh Datta Vasudev Nam. So, like that, there's a big list. Haridas appeared in Budhan, place called Budhan, is in one part of Bengal. Haridas, who is Haridas? Brahma appeared, is called Brahma Haridas. He is Brahma Haridas. There is also Chota Haridas, is another one. Rad Maje Ek Chaka Name Ache Gram. In Rad Desh, there's a village called Ek Chaka. Now we say Ek Chakra Gram. But that time the name seems to be popular as Ek Chaka. Ek Chaka. And Avatirana Nityananda Bhagavan. Who appeared there? Nityananda appeared in the Ek Chakra Gram. Hadai Pandit Nam, Shuddha Vipraraj. His father's name was Hadai Pandit. And he was like a king of amongst the Brahmins. He was a leader of the Brahmins, the father. Mule Sarva Pita Ja Tane Kare Pita Vyas. Although Nityanand Prabhu is father of everybody. is father of everybody, but he has become son. He is a father of everyone, but he is taking a role of son. He has become son of Hadai Pandit. Kripa Sindhu, Bhakti Data, Sri Vaishnava Dham, Radhe Avatirna Hela Nityananda Ram. Sounds nice, huh? You take a little pleasure, I mean. Nice. Even if I know, what do I know? If your soul hears, soul will understand this language. Because you think you are this, from this country, that country, I don't know this language, you know. But your soul knows. So if you could hear this original, pure, transcendental sound vibration, it would be purifying effect. Even if you don't understand. Like Prabhupada one time in Mumbai, he said this few times. There were children were sitting in the class. They're just coming from families that Prabhupada was speaking in English, and the children did not know English language. But Prabhupada said, because they are sitting here and we are talking, those talking in English, but this is transcendental. So if they hear language which they don't understand, but because they're transcendental subject matter, they'll be still benefited, some benefit. Or another time, the Guru Das, because Prabhupada was speaking in Hindi in Vrindavan, when Guru Das got up and he was leaving, hey, where are you going? Prabhupada, you are going to be speaking in Hindi. I don't know the language. But this is transcendental. If you stay, you will be still benefited because of transcendental subject matter. So, we are making a point that you could... Kripa Sindhu, Bhakti Data. This is Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Kripa. What kind of Nityananda Prabhu? Kripa. Say it. Kripa. 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 Sindhu. Kripa Sindhu. Kripa Sindhu. You missed one. Bhakti Data. Bhakti Data. The giver of bhakti. Data means giver, one who gives. Bhakti Data. Sri Vaishnava Dham is abode of all the Vaishnavas. Shelter of all the Vaishnavas. So he has appeared in Rad Desh. Maha Jaya Jaya Dhoni Pushpa Pushpa Varishen. So when he appeared, there was a shower of flowers. Sangopi Devata Gane Kailaira Takhon. The demigods, they came hidingly. They're offering flowers and prayers to Nityananda Prabhu. So there's a brief description of appearance of Nityananda Prabhu, which is prior, if I'm correct. I think it's 20 years prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Nityananda Prabhu appeared. Sei dina haite radha mandala sakal punah punah badite lagilo suma sumangal. Paramananda puri prakash nila chale jara sange ekatra vilas. So more devotees mentioned here. Nilachal. Nilachal? What is Nilachal? Puri. Why is it called Nilachal? Nila means blue. Nachal means mountain. That temple was built on And the mountain, which look bluish from a distance, a lot of mountains look bluish kind of. So Nilachal. Now you don't see that mountain, but one time, or it is still there underneath, don't see. So Nilachal is mentioned here. Vaishnava janmaya kene shocha deshete apane haila vatirna ganga tire sangira parshade kene janmayena dure. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur is asking question, how come Lord appeared himself on the bank of Ganga and he is giving birth to his associates, you know, away from Ganga, some interior, some remote corner of Orissa or Bihar, maybe parts of Bihar, Bengal. Why is he doing this? First he's asking question, and then who is going to give reply to this question? He himself is raising question, thought-provoking, so that, you know, be not sleepy. Okay, what is the answer? Jai Jai Deshe Ganga Harinamam Vivarjit Jai Deshe Pandava Nahi Gelo Kadachit. You'll be surprised to hear this. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, now where there was no Ganga flowing, and where there was no Harinam, the Pandavas did not visit that country or that place. This was their strategy. Whenever they had to go to some place, they would find, is Ganga near there? No, Ganga is, no, then we don't go there. Does Harinam take place in that town? Yes, oh, sure we'll go. This was their plan. Se sabo jivero krishna vatsalo haya maha bhakto sabo janmaelo agyadiya samsara tarite sri chaitanya avatar apane sri mukhe kari yachena angikar. So in order to liberate this whole world, samsara, Lord personally is appearing. Socha deshe, socha kule, apane saman. He has appeared in a, you know, Brahmin family and nice village right on the bank of Ganga. Yehi deshe, yehi kule, Vaishnava avatare, tahara prabhave laksha yojana nistare. Je sthane Vaishnavagara karena vijay, sei sthana hoya ati punya tirthamay. The purpose why Lord is giving birth to his associates in all, everywhere, without discrimination, is that he wants to give association of his associates to the conditioned souls there. Or wherever his associates are appearing, those places are places of pilgrimage. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. So they are like a moving, mobile tirthas. Wherever his associates move, take birth, wander, those are the places of pilgrimage. Navadipa asi sabar haila milon, navadipa haibe prabhura avatar, ata eva navadipa milana sabar, navadipa hena grame tribhuvane nai, Yadi avatirna hela chaitanya gosai. So finally, of course, they took birth in different places, but finally they all ended up where? In Navadvip, and there is no other place in whole Brahmand, whole universe, like that of Navadvip. So, then you also have taken birth in different countries. When I read this, I was just thinking, Lord had some purpose in giving birth to all of you in different parts of the world, so that whenever you take to Krishna consciousness, then you took to Krishna consciousness first, then his brother was benefited. Like that. Lord scattered his future devotees and brought them in contact with first batch that went there to preach. And just by coming in contact, they became devotees. And then those who came in contact with that batch, they became, and that multiplied. And he could have given you birth in Navadvip only, or Nilachal, or Bharatvarsha. Then what would have happened? Possibly could have happened. All those personalities in Singapore and England and Canada, Copenhagen. Seems some purpose. Prabhupada said that how he used to say that my Guru Maharaj has sent you to me, addressing his disciples. My Guru Maharaj has sent you to me. In some plan. So they were devotees before, and then Guru Maharaj made an arrangement that they come in contact with Prabhupada, and Bhakti Siddhanta made an arrangement that these Prabhus come in contact with Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And devotees have become devotees so quickly. And it takes time, otherwise, it takes some long time. But a matter of few months, 1 year, those who came in contact with Prabhupada, they became devotees. Some of you are bhaktas, bhaktin, and you are where? You are in Navadvip. It hasn't taken much time, few months, few years, and you are in Navadvip. Going on parikrama and going to the yoga peet, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It seems some strategy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you could see at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, countless number of devotees, and they were confidential devotees, pure devotees. Bhagavat, Mahabhagavats. The Christians claim that, they talk of one son. Jesus is son of the Lord. How many sons they talk about? One son. It's like a limiting God. But here, as we go through this list, how many sons? And they are not less qualified. If you compare them with Jesus, their qualification is no less, if not more, in purity and Lord is unlimited and His sons and daughters are unlimited. That was the case 500 years ago. And again we see Lord's sons are everywhere. And good sons. Of course, everyone is a son. We are all children of God. But some good sons like Jesus. As we go through this list, we come to how many had descended? Time is flying. I thought it's a lot of time we had. We are nearing our end, and we haven't. Made us some progress. So I'll read a little, continue, and we'll also do a little drama. We'll do everything. Including drama. Why postpone? So Bhakta Peter is working on the text. The story writer, director, actor. He may get you to also to act. Just be ready. You never know. So different associates of Mahaprabhu have taken birth in different parts. Well, this part of India, not. There's no mention of Maharashtra, where I come from. Anyone taking birth that side. It's coming hidingly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Channa avatar. Not making a big declaration. And it's coming quietly and confidentially, kind of hidingly, entering like a needle and coming out like plow. This is what he's going to do. He entered this world like a needle, and gradually he's going to conquer. Finally, there will be Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, the victory. Already, we have been defeated. Our defeat is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's victory. But within that victory, it is our victory also. This is the very first big batch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's worldwide followers. And only 40 years ago, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and the rest of the world scholars were wondering, what does it mean, you know? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, Prithavite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoive morana, my name will be chanted in every town, every village. So what does that mean? Is that whole planet, the Bengal planet he was talking about? Include little Orissa planet, little Bangladesh planet. Is that the planet? Every town, every village. No, the Lord has used the word Prithvi, Prithvi, Prithvi. Prithvi means earthly planet. Prithvi te achya jato nagaradi gram. On this planet, earthly planet, as many villages, as many towns. And, even our little Padayatra, we did Padayatras in 100 countries already. Yeah? Because devotees were already chanting and singing, but the Hare Krishna devotees, they chanted in 100 countries, walked. One group walked from Belfast in Ireland to Moscow. Even before you were born, devotees, as devotees. Many things have already happened. Lot more to happen. Whole planet would be flooded. Like there's a flood, Prabhupada, I was just reading that statement. Like there's a flood from time to time, giving us indication that Krishna consciousness should be flooded all over the world. Inundation. Taken all over. So what has been started by Srila Prabhupada with the empowerment from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is unstoppable, irreversible. Could anyone stop this? No one has power. Because most powerful personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wants this to happen. So this is bound to happen. There may be some setbacks, this, that. Sometimes we experience, but there will be ultimately a victory of Sankirtan movement. So here, where 500 years ago how Mahaprabhu started, we got a little glimpse of that, how Mahaprabhu dispatched his team members from Golok, they descended to appear in different towns and villages. And finally they come to Navadvip. Navadvip aheno grame tribhuvane nai. And like Navadvip, there is no other place in entire universe. There's only one more place, which is Vrindavan. But Vrindavan, Mayapur, they are not two places. They are just one place. Two together is one. Two in, is that right to say? Two in one? Or one in two? I think, what is it? They are together in the spiritual sky, Mayapur and Vrindavan and Dwarka, here on this planet. Mayapur is in Bengal and Vrindavan is in Uttar Pradesh and Dwarka is in Gujarat, scattered all over. It seems But that's not the case, in fact, because these places are not part of any country, any state. To think like that is big offense. Offense against the holy dham is to think that Mayapur is in Bengal. Wrong. They have their own realm altogether. Because Bengal comes to existence and Bengal is annihilated, but Mayapur, Navadvip stays on. Even after Shiva does his Tandav Nritya, he plays a dim dim damru and gets the ignorance in action. He activates ignorance, mode of ignorance, to become real active, and destruction of every sort takes place with his dance and playing of that dim 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 dim. But not even dust particle from Navadvip is destroyed. He has no jurisdiction to destroy anything in Navadvip. You can't even touch. You can't even pick up one dust particle from one island and put it in another. Such powers, not with the demigods. This is the Lord's own abode. Same thing with Vrindavan also. So described here is Navadvip. There is no place like Navadvip. Avati avatarine bain prabhu jani avidhata sakala sampurna kari thui len tatha Navadvip sampati ke varni bare pare. Who can describe the opulence of the prosperity of Navadvip? As Lord was going to appear here, this, like we hear the descriptions in Bhagavatam with Vrindavan, how things were changing all over the planet, in fact, not just in Vrindavan. To get place ready, setting the scene before Lord appears, right season, and lakes with the crystal clear waters and flowers blooming and birds chirping and cool breeze, and everything was perfect. So, as Mahaprabhu, things were especially mentioned, Navadvip was becoming prosperous. As that movement of appearance was getting closer and closer, Eka Ganga Ghate Laksha Loka Sthana Kare Trividha Vayase Eka Jati Laksha Laksha Sarasvati Prasadi Savai Mahadaksha Savi Mahad Adhyapaka Kari Garvadhare. So there are so many teachers here, learned teachers, but they were a little proud. Things were not of a devotional kind before Lord appeared. People were jnanis, the knowledge was there, but they were proud of their knowledge. Puffed up, like a puffed rice and chipped rice. Two kinds of rices, right? Flat rice. Tranadapi Sunicharam is flat rice. The other rice is puffed up, puffed up. So the knowledge was there, but they are puffed up. What does knowledge does one humble, makes one humble. विद्या विनय संपन्नी, विद्या विनय संपन्न. वन शुड बी इक्विप्ड विद विद्या एंड विनय, द नॉलेज एंड ह्यूमिलिटी, रेयर कॉम्बिनेशन. Normally, when there is a knowledge, there is a pride. So, some scholars, residents of Navadvip, they were proud of their learning. Balakeo Bhattacharya Sane Lakshakore. There are different names, Bhattacharyas and all that. The Bengali Brahmins. Nana Desha Haite Loka Navadvipa Jaya. Navadvipa Padile Se Vidya Raspai. This Navadvip was a big seat of learning. And the people would come. Want to become real scholar, then, hey, I'm a scholar from Navadvip, you know. I'm a Navadvip returned. I just returned from Navadvip with, look, my certificate. Like in India, foreign return means like a some big position. Ah, yes, foreign returned. So like a, they would come to Navadvip and then go back. Yes, I'm learned. I had my education in Navadvip. So Navadvip had name like that. And they were coming not only for within India, they were coming from all over the planet to Navadvip for studies. Then there was some other, Nalanda, Takshashila, some other Vidyapits, universities, world famous also in India. Navadvip had a big name like that. Vyarthakal jai matro vyavahara vase Krishna Rama bhakti shunya sakala samsar pratham kalite hilo bhavishya achar. So they were learned, but they were bhakti shunya. So for bhakti is concerned, zero, shunya. Bhakti shunya. Krishna Ram bhakti. Ram bhakti shunya. Krishna bhakti shunya. Samsara. Dharma karma loka sabe ei matra jane. Mangala chandir gite kare jagarane. And they were worshipping Chandi. Kali. No Ram Bhakti, no Krishna Bhakti. Only Bhakti of Durga Mata ki. Jaya Durga, Jaya Ambe. This was practice. Dambhokari, Vishahari, Puja Konjan. Dhana Nastakari, Putra Kanyar Vibhaya. They're spending so much money on the marriages of their sons, especially daughters. Lots of wealth. They were big affair. If Bhagavad Katha is to be organized, they would not donate anything. But for their daughter's marriage, this is 500 years ago. They are spending a lot of money. Even now they do. Most expensive item is a daughter's marriage. Some were known as Bhattacharya, Chakravarti, Mishra. These are the titles for the different Brahmins. But they were Brahmins in the name only, or the proud, or even now the other names, another part. Chaturvedis, you heard the Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Dvivedi. Chaturvedi, there are so many families in India called Chaturvedi. Their forefathers, they were students of the four Vedas. Or three Vedas out of four. But now all that is remaining is just a name. If you ask Chaturvedi, what are the names of the four Vedas? They will have a hard time. You want to say the names of four Vedas, what to speak of the contents of the Vedas, and what to speak of the goal of the Vedas. So Vrindavan Das Thakur saying that, yeah, there are people had these big names, big titles, Bhattacharya, Chakravarti, Mishra, like Jagannath Mishra. But he was genuine, Mishra, means Brahmin. So many Mishras were there, Chakravartis, but Vishwanath Chakravarti. But no qualification, just big titles. So it's being described how there was a decline. This is a decline in religious principles. Govinda Pundarikaksha Namucharoy. So some Brahmin, they would chant Govind or Pundarikaksha, the names, only at the time of taking bath. In the bathroom they would just say a few times, Govinda, Pundarikaksha, and finished. Quickly finished. That's some kind of ritual. Gita Bhagavata Jeje Janete Padai Bhaktir Vyakhyana Nahi Tahara Jivai. You're studying Bhagavad Gita but not learning bhakti. Eimata Vishnu Maya Mohita Samsar. And like this, Vishnu's Maya, Mama Maya Durateya had mohit, bewildered, whole samsar, whole world. Dekhi bhakta sava dukha bhavena apar. But some Vaishnavas, like Advaita Acharya is going to come up, when they were seeing this state of affairs, decline in religious principles, they seeing the condition there, they had a heart attacks, heartbreaking experiences. They were very unhappy. Niravadi vidya kule karena vyakhyan svakarya karen sabha bhagavata gon krishna puja ganga snan karena kathon sabe meli jagatere kare ashirvad Shigra Krishna Chandra Kara Sabara Prasad. So Advaita Acharya is praying. Oh my dear Lord, he is doing Krishna Puja, Ganga Puja, and begging for Ashirvad, Prasad, mercy. Shigra Krishna Chandra Kara Prasad, Sabare Prasad. E Navadipa Vese Vaishnava Grananya. Advaita Chari Nam Sarva Loke Dhanya. So in Shantipur, which is also on the bank of Ganga, Advaita Acharya Agraganya. He was a leader of the Vaishnava community. Now he appeared some 50 years prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So he has a beard. He is very elderly. First Advaita Acharya appeared, then Nityananda appeared, then Chaitanya appeared. In that order. Krishna Pada Bhakti Sar. So he was doing Tulsi Manjari Sahita Ganga Jale. Niravadhi Seve Krishna Mahakutuhale. His mode of worship was, he had Shaligram Shila and he was offered Tulsi Manjari and Ganga Jal. Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. In this case only Patram Ganga, the Tulsi Patra and Ganga jalam, which is toyam. Toyam means jal, means water. Patram, pushram, phalam, toyam. He was only offering these two articles. Je dhvani brahmanda dekhi vaikuntha te vaje. Kali yuge loka dekhi dukha paay. So he was seeing condition and he was feeling very sorry. Sakala samsara matto vyavahare rase Krishna puja Krishna bhakti karo nahi vase. There was no bhakti, no puja. I'm just trying to move them. We have I won't even tell you where we are. Not even halfway through of the first this chapter. And we have few minutes. Mora Prabhu asi yadi kare avatar, tabe hoy e sakala jivera udhar. O Lord, if you could kindly appear. This is a prayer of Advaita Acharyas. Then tabe hoy sakala jivera udhar. And all these jivas, they would be liberated. So when he was thinking of the jivas, fallen souls, and their liberation, Advaita Acharya certainly was thinking of. We were also on that, his list. Advaita Acharya also prayed for our liberation. He wasn't only thinking of the suffering humanity and conditioned souls of that time, but all the future times also. We were somewhere suffering, and Advaita Acharya, he knows everything. He is Sarvagya. So he prayed for us. Advaita Acharya prayed for us. Tabe to Advaita Singho, he's like a lion, and he was roaring, crying, praying. And that roar penetrated through the thick covering of the universe. That prayer, loud and clear and transcendental. So it reached the spiritual planet, reached Golok. His prayer was, he was praying here in Navadvipa, but prayer reached Golok. Advaitera karane chaitanya avatar. Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared because of Advaita Acharya. The karan, Chaitanya avatar karan, the cause of appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Advaita Acharya. Sei Prabhu kahi achen barabar. Sri Chandra Shekharo Jagadisha Gopina Sriman Murari Sri Garuda Gangadas Ek Ek Balite Hayo Pustaka Vistar. Said, if I write about all these different devotees, different associates, there will be volumes to be written about. Krishna Bhakti Bai Keha Na Janaye Ar Sabe Kare Sabare Brahmana Vyavahar Keha Karo Na Janena Nija Avatar. Hoping that your soul is understanding this. So then time came. time is getting there, closer. And finally, Gaur Purnima. Today is what? Today is Gaur Purnima day, 500 years ago. And so what happened was people started running towards Navadvip. And some people, they never had chanted, uttered the name of Hari in their whole life. But that day, they just very spontaneously started chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. So they're all running towards Navadvip and they're all chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. Described here. So even before Lord appeared, Lord's name has appeared. Before appearance of the Lord, Lord's holy name is appearing. So then that day, so people are on this Ganga everywhere, hundreds and thousands of people. You could close your eyes and just imagine there's a Ganga and there are different ghats, only so many bathing ghats, bathing places. They're full, crowded with people, crowded. They come from who knows where, they come from everywhere, in fact. And while taking the holy dip in Ganga, they are shouting, Harivo, 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 Harivo. A whole atmosphere surcharged with Hari Bol, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So that so evening time, it's time for moon to rise. But the moon did not rise. There was no moon. Because another moon was that day, that was Chaitanya Chandra. It was turn of Chaitanya Chandra. Chandra means moon. Chandra means moon. Surya, Chandra. Surya, sun, Chandra, moon. So Chaitanya Chandra, it was turn of Chaitanya Chandra to appear that day. And he is brilliant moon. Like a brilliance of millions of moons put together. Bahu koti Chandra jini vadana ujwa. So this our regular moon, our standard moon, he was thinking, oh, come on. No. How could I show my face? Although some people, some human beings glorify me thinking I'm such a brilliant person. But I know the brilliance of Gaura Chandra, Chaitanya Chandra. So it was a big embarrassment for this, our regular moon. So he decided not to appear that day, that night. He covered his face. He hid his face. Or hiding behind, he was watching only the appearance of Chaitanya Chandra. Jaya Shabde Dundubhi Vajaye Anukshan. So this time all the demigods are there. Description very similar to that of Krishna's appearance, which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Similar scene. All the demigods are there, and they want to take darshan, greet the Lord. Govindam, Lord has come. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. They are greeting in their own ways, offering prayers, eager for darshan of the Lord. Avatirno Hailen Sri Sachinandan. And that time, Sachinandan made his appearance. Haribo, 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 Haribo. If in 500 years time we could penetrate through and go back, keep going. Get rid of this time factor. Each of Leela of Mahaprabhu is also eternal. He's also appearing right now. Every moment is appearing. So what, something that is so-called 500-year-old pastime could become a present thing. When that purity is there, then stupid mind is not there. Just us, the soul, and pure soul, pure consciousness, could watch, right now, watch that Auranga, Sachinandan. Jai Sachinandan. See him? Appear. He's already maybe a few years old here. Inspiring those ladies to chant. She had all the clothes on. When Mahaprabhu appeared, Sachinandan appeared, he had his clothes already on him. Not that Sachi Mata then went to the tailor and took the measurement. No, they were already there. And ornaments were there, and the whole place was lit with the brilliance that was emanating from Lord's face and form. So I think we will leave at that. Is there really time? How much time you will take? Short?
It's about 10 minutes.
Okay, less than 10 minutes play. So please watch the play. And so tomorrow, I think I will have to... is reading Chaitanya Bhagavat is a nice idea, but it's slowing down. We are moving very super slow. So I will have to devise some different means. We'll see. We'll summarize.